Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you in climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, 5AM friends. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, and this is Lisa Chinati calling in from Boston, Massachusetts. You all know that most of the content for my 5 a.m. calls comes from my day-to-day life working in the business with my agent, and well, today is no different. Listings are such an integral part of our strategy to both grow the business and build a moat around the business that will make things less likely to be disrupted by all of the drama shaking out with the NAR settlement and the changes that will be shaking out with respect to the ways that we are compensated. So that being said, we are investing a ton of resources and manpower into taking advantage of every listing opportunity that comes our way. I have personally been diving deep into our lead gen, making calls, booking appointments, and going on those listing appointments with our agents. And last night, I got to do just that. I got to go on a listing appointment with one of my favorite agents. It's unlikely that she will be listening to this call, but I may actually send her the recording a bit later today. This agent is amazing. She has a personality as big as her hair, and trust me, her hair is big. She has been selling for several years and has built an impressive business. She leans into all the coaching that she can get, knows the market better than anyone, and delivers an exceptional customer experience from start to finish. She knows the process, both on the buy side and the sell side, and is a pro at coaching her clients from start to finish. She is committed, passionate, and one of those people who will literally go above and beyond to create a win-win during a transaction. I don't think I've ever met anyone, a client or agent, who has anything but positive things to say about this agent. I am literally honored that I get to work with her each day. She's that type of agent and human. I share all this not to make her sound super special or to say that she is better than anyone, but rather so that you get the point that she is, in my mind, an above-average agent with a decent amount of experience under her belt. So last night at 6 p.m., I meet her at a condo. The seller is a past client of the company. The agent who sold her the condo a few years ago is no longer with us, but the client remembered the company and the experience that she had when buying the condo a few years ago. Now that she's retiring and moving south, it's time to sell. Both our inside sales team and this agent built great rapport with the seller up to this point. We sent a small box of fresh baked cookies the day prior, and as we walk into the condo, we can see the now empty box on the dining room table. After we tour the condo and find our way back to the dining room to get down to business, the seller tells us that the cookies were absolutely delicious and she loved the box so much that she's going to keep it. There was lots of laughing and sharing of stories. This was a slam dunk listing. The agent pulls out the CMA and goes through all the comps. The seller picks a listing price that is actually lower than what the agent had planned. You all know how rare that is, right? The agent completes the net sheet, shows the seller the net proceeds, and the seller is thrilled, like literally thrilled. Double slam dunk. So the agent presents the contract, hands the seller the pen, and said, let's get started. Seller is all in. She says she is excited and she knows that we are the right people. So the agent starts walking the seller through the docs. Seller agrees to the full 6% commission with a co-broke percentage and has the pen in her hand ready to sign when the agent says, dun, 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 would you be more comfortable with a sliding scale for the commission? So if we sell the condo for less, you pay less. Well, what do you think the seller said? Of course she was like, that sounds amazing. Yes, please, let's put in a sliding scale with a discount. And of course, I'm sitting there biting my tongue and silently crying inside. We get all the appropriate docs signed, close the loop, and have our next touch all booked, and we leave. As the agent and I are standing in the parking lot doing our appointment post-mortem, we dig in on what letter to propose the sliding scale or the discount. It was a really productive conversation and a great coaching opportunity. What was the root of the issue, if you will? It's simple. This agent, as amazing as she is, isn't convinced of the value that she brings. She isn't sure of her worth. Does this sound familiar to any of you? I bet more than a few of you can relate. I know there have been various points in my own career where I have felt the same. It's that moment during an appointment that makes your chest tighten and your gut clench. The moment when there's nothing else to do but ask for the signature, to tell them the commission, and to wait for the answer. Really puts your confidence to the test, right? You may hesitate to pull the trigger when it comes time to ask for the signature, but it's actually one of the most important things you can do for yourself as a business owner or salesperson. When you can tell people what you charge without wavering, it means that you're 100% aware of your value. It means that you know your worth and you honor yourself enough to ask for it. The thing is, if you don't know your value, own your worth, and you don't ask to be paid accordingly for it, nobody wins. Not the client, not your business, and definitely not you. If you don't price yourself right, it's likely that you're going to wind up stressed, miserable, and maybe even resentful. And eventually, that resentment is going to make the quality of your work go straight downhill. It's a lose-lose situation for everyone involved. So let's talk about solidifying your confidence, knowing your value, and asking for what you're worth. It's the precedent you need to set for the greatest good of your business, your clients, and yourself. Bernard Hopkins once said, "If you don't know your value, somebody will tell you your value, and it'll be less than your worth." So how do you know your value and ask for it? Step one, spell it out. Know it. Know what it is that you stand for, what you believe in, and what makes you different. Ask past clients why they worked with you and what they loved about you. Make this your mission statement and finesse it so that every time you say it, it sets your soul on fire. Come up with a game plan. This is the moment to consider what you offer, what you believe it's worth, who you are looking to serve, and what they would be willing to pay. You really can't pick prices out of the sky. You do have to have some basis for them. So consider the value that you provide. Find two numbers, your lowest acceptable price and your preferred price. Be sure that it aligns with your value and also that it feels good to you. Make them numbers that you can say with confidence. And when you're in doubt, look back at the value that you established by making your mission statement in step one. Now that you have determined your worth, it's time to prove it. And honestly, this should be the easiest part of all. If you love what you do, if you know your value, and you know that you can deliver, then follow through should be a slam dunk. You get to do what you love and make a real difference in the life of someone else. What could be better? And after all, if you know your value, love what you do, and receive the proper compensation for it, then following through is not only going to be easy, but it will also be fun. So make sure that you keep your promises, do what you said you were going to do, and keep your integrity intact. Not only will it be fun for you to do what you're best at, but you'll also get a chance to truly wow your clients and create more raving fans. Remember your personal mission statement. Keep track of all your positive feedback. Then get out there and present yourself knowing that you can deliver on all of your promises. Stick to what your gut says and know that you're worth what you ask for. I'll end this call by reminding each of you that as the industry shakes out over the next few months, it will be more important than ever to be sure of your worth, regardless of whether you represent sellers or buyers or both.